Forgiveness goes both ways. We must admit to ourselves and then to others how we have hurt them. We have to put aside our pride and face the pain of how our choices, behaviors, and words have impacted the lives of those around us. We may need to seek the forgiveness of others for hurts we have caused, for not loving as we were called to love, for not letting our life be a witness for Christ to them, and for directly sinning against them. We must be willing to do this in both word and deed. Asking forgiveness means we should be willing to make restitution where necessary. Ask God to guide you as you approach these people and the pain both you and they may feel. One reason many people struggle with forgiving others is that they don't really understand what forgiveness is. Part of our reluctance to grant forgiveness seems to be tied to the belief that if we forgive, we are saying that what the person did to us was okay. Debbie thinks this belief might be planted in children early on. My husband, Jim, and I learned this through parenting our three children and trying to teach them about forgiveness. When our children used to do something wrong, we taught them to come to us or their siblings and say they were sorry for whatever they had done. We thought we were doing so well in getting them to admit to doing wrong and seeking forgiveness. But then one day we realized the mistake we were making. When any one of our kids came to us and apologized for something like breaking mom's collectibles, telling a lie, or not feeding the dogs, we responded in the following manner. We would grab them up in our arms, give them a big hug, and say, "That's okay, we forgive you, and we love you anyway." Well, this wasn't a bad response, but it wasn't effectively teaching what we really want to teach. Such a response to a child gives him the understanding that when I do something wrong and then seek forgiveness, then everything is okay. We have since changed how we respond to our children in hope of teaching them a more accurate meaning of forgiveness. Now, when one of our kids comes to us identifying that they have done something wrong and seeking forgiveness, we say something like, "I agree with you that what you did was wrong, and I am choosing to forgive you." See the difference? Giving forgiveness to someone who has hurt you does not mean you are saying that what they did was okay. Forgiveness is not condoning or excusing of what took place. Instead, it is agreeing that there was a wrong committed, but we are no longer going to hold that against the person.